Let's read together Genesis chapter 40. In this chapter, we have the dreams of the butler and the baker and Joseph's correct interpretation of these dreams. Genesis chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, dreamed a dream, both of them each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. And Joseph came into them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "We each have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded. Its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there I had 3 white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket there were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head." So Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation of it. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you." Now it came to pass on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Let's consider some background notes. In verse 1 here in chapter 40, we read that Pharaoh's butler or cupbearer and baker offended their lord, the king of Egypt. Probably they were suspected of a plot against Pharaoh, and as a result, they were both thrown into prison, the very same prison where Joseph was. Now, that was not coincidence. This was another event planned and controlled by God to ultimately bring Joseph to power in Egypt. The positions of butler and baker in the ancient world were important positions because a common way to assassinate a king in the ancient world was to poison his food. So the offices of butler or cupbearer and baker were high offices in Pharaoh's court. These were trusted officials. These were like cabinet members. And many times the Pharaoh would consult these men about matters other than food and drink. Well, these important officials were put under Joseph's care in the royal prison. Verses 3 and 4 again. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody for a while. Who is this captain of the guard, anyway? Well, look back at chapter 39 and verse 1, where we read, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites." So it seems that Potiphar was in charge of this royal prison and was probably a key factor in Joseph's position over the other prisoners. And this may also be another indication that Potiphar never really believed his wife's false accusation of Joseph. In any case, God gave these two officials, the butler and the baker, dreams, which Joseph correctly interpreted. In verse 8, they say, "We each have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." That is, we cannot go to the wise men and the sorcerers of Egypt who normally interpret these dreams because we're confined here in prison. Well, notice how Joseph here at the end of verse 8 gives credit to God. "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." And so Joseph proceeds to interpret their dreams. Joseph's interpretations prove true. 3 days later, the butler was restored to his position as cupbearer to Pharaoh, and the baker was hanged in accordance with Joseph's interpretation. Well, let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal point number one, God's servants should serve in good situations and bad situations. God's servants should serve in good situations and bad situations. Joseph was not only a good servant when things were going well for him in Potiphar's house, he was a good servant when he was thrown into prison. Look again there at verse 4. "And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them." And verse 7, "So he asked Pharaoh's officials who were with him in the custody of his lord's house, saying, 'Why do you look so sad today?'" Now, if Joseph was bitter and only concerned about himself, he would not have asked this question. But Joseph was concerned about others. Joseph had a servant's heart, and he served in good situations and bad situations. Even when the butler forgot all about him, after Joseph had specifically requested the butler to remember him, Joseph did not wallow in self-pity. He continued to serve others in prison. What about us? There are always opportunities to serve. Sure, it's a lot easier to serve the Lord in good and pleasant situations, right? I think of my own situation right now. Most of the day, I serve the Lord in the college classroom with Christian students. Now, that may not sound exciting to you, but it is for me because I love the classroom. It's easy to serve the Lord in a situation like that. But now I'm thinking of a Christian couple in Western China. They are serving with Operation Mobilization. It's a very bad and unpleasant situation. During the winter, they have to hang blankets over the windows of their home just to stay warm. There's persecution. They have to eat cabbage and rice as a steady diet. There's loneliness and poverty. Not a pleasant situation, but this couple is serving the Lord faithfully, without complaining, and without doubting God's goodness. You know, what a rebuke to many of us. God's servants should serve in good situations and bad situations. Doctrinal point number two, God's servants should share the good news and the bad news. God's servants should share the good news and the bad news. It was easy for Joseph to share the good news with the butler. Verses 12 and 13, once again. "And Joseph said to him, 'This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler.'" That was very pleasant news. That was very easy to share. But what about the bad news that Joseph shared with the baker? Verses 18 and 19. "So Joseph answered and said, 'This is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you.'" That was very unpleasant news. But as God's servant, Joseph shared that bad news. Do you see the lesson for us? God's servants should share the good news and the bad news. The good news is that God loves us and has provided salvation for us in Christ, and it's free. The bad news is that if you do not receive Christ as your only way of salvation, According to the word of God, the wrath of God abides on you. You will face the judgment. There is an eternal hell. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Some of you know that after I left the field of science and engineering, I worked for a few years with the ministry Young Life, a ministry reaching out to teenagers. And at first, I was only sharing the good side of the truth with the kids I was working with. And guess what? I was getting a lot of teenage kids out to my club, but I was not presenting the other side of the story. One night I had a dream. In the dream, I saw an escalator in midair. It was going down, and all of these teenage kids were on this escalator partying together, having a great time. They were going down this escalator and dropping off into the abyss of hell. They could not see what was coming. And in my dream, I was trying to get across the message to them, get off before it's too late. But I could not communicate. All of a sudden, one of the teenage girls got caught in the mechanism at the end of the escalator and was dangling there by her arm. And she could see and hear the cries of those coming up from the abyss. And she looked straight at me in the dream and said three words, preach the cross. I woke up. Now, whether God specifically sent this dream or not, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. God definitely used this dream in my life, because from that time on, I began to not only present the good news, but also the bad news. God's servants should share the good news and the bad news. What about practical application? Let's not have memories like the butler. Let's not have memories like the butler. Verse 23, once again, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Did the butler really forget, or did he conveniently forget? Chances are he conveniently forgot Joseph. He was too busy to remember that Hebrew slave in prison. He was too important to waste time trying to get Joseph out of prison. In fact, it might jeopardize his own position if he tried to get Joseph released. So he conveniently forgot Joseph. Do we conveniently forget people? Let's not have memories like the butler. Have you conveniently forgotten to call someone that you promised to call? Have you conveniently forgot to pay back a loan that you owe? Many applications could be given here. What about prayer? Have you promised to pray for someone, but you've forgotten? You know, just yesterday afternoon, I got a call from a Christian friend who asked for prayer for someone they were going to be witnessing to last night. I almost forgot. I said, yes, I'll pray, but I almost forgot. Maybe a good thing to do is every time you said, yes, I will pray for that matter, write it down on a card and consult that card frequently, just like you write all those other things down that you have to do. So when you promise to pray for someone, don't forget. Let's not have memories like the butler.